Ladies and gentlemen, Behind the Line proudly presents to you another exciting edition of The Woke, turning on The Woke. This episode is brought to you by Woke You. Have your children been indoctrinated by white Christian nationalists? Have you busted your teenager sneaking MAGA hats and oranges into their bedrooms? If so, have your children indoctrinated the right way by applying to Woke You today. Here at Woke You, we are proudly training the next generation of professional agitators. In the span of one semester, we will have those MAGA hats replaced with Palestinian flags and those oranges replaced with supersized cucumbers. The minds of your children are at stake. Do not wait. Send your application now to shtfck@wokeu.edu. You know, I am not going to lie. I am pleasantly surprised with what I saw this afternoon from CNN. Normally, when we are talking about CNN, the focus is overwhelmingly negative. We're talking about the network lacking an identity. We are discussing the lack of star power. We are wondering why CNN would rely on someone like Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! Katie Roo! We are wondering why they would rely on Caitlin Collins to save the primetime lineup. We laugh at clips of Wolf Blitzer, woof, 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 as he's trying not to barf up a hairball on live television. In all the years that I have been covering CNN, I cannot think of a single instance where I have said something positive about the network. Growing up, you know how your mother always told you, if you don't have anything nice to say, say nothing at all. If we followed that motherly standard with CNN, this network would never get talked about. But this afternoon, I was sent a clip of Dana Bash from CNN, and I could not believe what I was watching. Well, KC, who in the hell is Dana Bash? Dana Bash has been working at CNN almost as long as I have been alive. Sunday morning, she hosts a morning dump called State of the Union with Jake the Bongo Tapper. They entertain the dozens of people watching by recapping the major headlines of the week. During the week, she is the host of something called Inside Politics. Dana Bash is rarely discussed in the mainstream. Like dump divers in the WNBA, Dana Bash can take a weekend trip to the grocery store or go through security at the airport without being recognized. During her show on Wednesday, Dana Bash, she finally managed to generate headlines in the mainstream. She actually did something that's considered to be rare at CNN. Dana Bash was willing to take a strong stand on an issue. Well, KC, that's not rare. CNN is constantly taking strong stands. Yeah, but 99% of the time, CNN is on the wrong side of the issue. Dana Bash was willing to take a stand on the right side. She was willing to take an unpopular stand. Now, obviously, it wasn't unpopular with normal people, but Dana Bash better be careful. If she makes a habit of doing this, she could face criminal charges from deacons at Woke United Methodist for violating the woke commandments. But before we get into Dana Bash and what she said yesterday afternoon, let's go ahead and get to the sponsor for today's video, my friends over at Angelic Imports. If you're anything like me, you make it a habit of forgetting holidays and special occasions, especially the holidays and occasions that mean something to the women in your life. I bet some of you have yet to realize that Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't stress yourself out this year by waiting until the last minute to get that special gift for your mother. Don't wait until the Saturday before Mother's Day, riding all over town looking for the typical Hallmark card because every store is sold out. Break the trend of procrastination this year by getting mom some high-quality gourmet chocolate from Angelic Imports. The Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports, it comes directly from the French, Swiss, and German border areas. Forget about the cheap-ass gas station candy. Treat mom right this year by giving her high-quality Gouffre. For less than $20, you can get mom a bag of Gouffre Golden Secrets. This chocolate is so good, mom will think that you spent $200 on her. Angelic Imports, it's also the perfect gift for graduations, anniversaries, or if you just feel like spoiling yourself. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right, yesterday afternoon, Dana Bash opened her show on CNN discussing the ongoing protest on college campuses across the country. Don't you guys just find it strange how these grassroots protests seem to be spreading? Kinda reminds me of the BLM protest 4 years ago. It's so ironic how all these people just so happen to get together and protest a cause that really means something to them. But when you ask them about it, they have no idea what the hell they're doing there. The only thing some of them care about is the paycheck clearing on payday. But Dana Bash, she opened her show discussing these pro-Palestinian... Well, maybe they started as pro-Palestinian protests, but from what I've seen, they've turned into anti-Israel, anti-America, pro-Hamas demonstrations. Watching Dana Bash, I was expecting to see something similar to what I shared with you guys yesterday from CNN. CNN subtly criticizing cops for shutting down the protest. Perhaps someone like Andy Cooper breaks down in tears crying about the mythical police brutality, even though no one was injured. I expected to see the typical CNN propaganda. Instead, Dana Bash gave us the complete opposite. Watch for yourself.
We start with destruction, violence, and hate on college campuses across the country. But it is unclear how many were actually students. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warned this morning that professional outside agitators are getting involved. Many of these protests started peacefully with legitimate questions about the war. But in many cases, they lost the plot. They're calling for a ceasefire. Well, there was a ceasefire on October 6th, the day before Hamas terrorists brutally murdered more than 1,000 people inside Israel and took hundreds more as hostages. This hour, I'll speak to an American-Israeli family whose son is still held captive by Hamas since that horrifying day that brought us to this moment. You don't hear the pro-Palestinian protesters talking about that. We will. Making Jewish students feel unsafe at their own schools is unacceptable, and it is happening way too much right now. Harkening back to the 1930s in Europe, and I do not say that lightly, the fear among Jews in this country is palpable right now.
What the hell was I just watching? That could not be CNN, right? I mean, I saw the CNN graphic at the bottom of the screen, but there was absolutely no way that was CNN, right? You know how radical you have to be criticized by CNN? This kind of reminds me of Keith Olbermann in MSNBC years ago. Kitty poo, kitty poo. America's oldest virgin. He became so radicalized. He was too radical for the most radical network in the country. Dana Bash claimed that these protests started out with good intentions. Now, I don't know if I believe that. I'm sure there were some who were legitimately protesting, but from the very beginning, this just felt to me like organized chaos, or as New York City Mayor Eric Adams prefers to call it, professional agitators. Whether or not the protests started with good intentions, it really doesn't matter at this point, because now it has become a problem. We are starting to see the wokest of the woke turn against these peaceful protesters. Al Sharpton was criticizing them this morning on MSNBC. Al Sharpton, the dude who made a career by carrying signs and screaming in the streets. I think the main reason that Dana Bash personally is appalled by this is because it personally affects her. Her maiden name is Schwartz. She was born Dana Schwartz. I think we can safely assume that Dana Bash is Jewish, so it's understandable why she would be upset with these so-called peaceful protesters. But to be honest with you, I think everyone should be pissed off. All Americans should be outraged. Black Americans, white Americans, Native Americans, I mean, Guardians, Mexican Americans, Italian Americans, hell, Americans. Everyone should have a problem with this. During a lot of these protests, they are chanting death to America. They're not specifying which America they're talking about. They are chanting death to America in general. You know, I've been alive for 39 years. In my 39 years, there's only been one time that I can think of when the entire country has been unified. The weeks, actually, it's probably more like months, the months after 9/11. For a while, all these arguments that we have, they just didn't seem to matter. The reason the entire country was united, we had a common enemy. I feel like we could be getting to that point with these protests. Hadn't gotten there yet, but it almost feels like we're getting close. Right now, deacons at Woke United Methodist, they are concerned with the election. These protests are no bueno for our fearless leader, John Biden. Mainly because John Biden, he's afraid to take a stand. What Dana Bash said on CNN, John Biden, he should be echoing those same sentiments. Now, he's not going to do that, though, because he's afraid to piss off his radical base. Johnny B. Biden, he can't afford to lose any more support. Thing is, I think he would actually gain support if he spoke out against the protesters. The professional agitators, they are now trying to make their way down south, but they are quickly coming to the realization that they're not exactly welcome. Earlier today, a small group of protesters, they decided to organize a demonstration at Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. The students at Ole Miss, they decided to respond. Watch for yourself. Same thing happened at the University of Alabama. No cops were needed. Students didn't need to call security on campus. They simply got together and took care of the problem themselves. Kind of hard to chant death to America when you're being drowned out by the national anthem. Credit, though, to Dana Bash at CNN for at least being willing to speak against it. There seems to be this noticeable shift with how the mainstream media is choosing to cover the protest. For weeks, even yesterday, it seemed like the mainstream media was subtly supportive of them. Now, there are a lot of people in the mainstream media who seem to be against it. Why? Why the sudden change? You tell me. Also, were you surprised to see this narrative from Dana Bash at CNN? I know she is Jewish, so it affects her personally, but I still thought it was kind of surprising to hear this on CNN. What about you? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.